Oh, we've got bugs in the studio flying all around. You know, this is the ultimate man room. Once in a while, we allow co-host Monica to sit in, and she has to clean when she gets here because it's so bad. But we're talking with Cindy about a kindergarten child, right? A little boy who is, believe it or not, can you believe it, pestering other kids in kindergarten? You know, a whole lot of that is obviously just things that kids do, but we don't want it to continue.
Right.
The problem is that you're not the teacher.
Right.
So this is really something that the teacher has to handle that you just support her on.
Okay.
And so, you know, sometimes we get calls from frustrated teachers saying, you know, this has happened, this is happening. And you know, we want to help, but we can't be there all the time.
Right.
So one of the things I would strongly suggest for this teacher is he needs to be sitting right up next to her.
Yeah, and she put him at a separate desk by himself in the back of the room, and I was thinking the opposite, that she should have moved
him up close. He needs to be closer to
her.
Yeah, he needs to be so close that every time he starts pestering, she just comes over and gives him, you know, just a little pat on the back. And, you know, this is the kind of kid who does great being a being a helper in the classroom.
Yes.
You know, teachers can be really successful with these kids if, you know, if they can kind of sense when the kid is getting a little rambunctious and then say, oh, sweetie, I forgot to run these library books down to the library. Would you take them for me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he would love that.
Or would you just dust those books off? You know, or they just are all out of order. You know, you know your ABCs, you can do that, you know, and stuff like that. And that really helps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And from time to time, he may need to go out of the room, too, if he's rambunctious enough.
Yeah. And we hear this also from the Sunday school teacher, too. Mm-hmm. So it's two teachers that have come to me and said, you know, Evan's having a hard time listening. We're having a hard time getting him to sit in the group when we're telling a story and not be talking. And so it's not just his kindergarten.
Yeah. He has some catching up to do, too.
Yeah.
Because he's... had a rough start to life, and so he's just going to be a little bit more work in that regard than the average kid, and doesn't mean that he isn't going to turn out just great. But so I would suggest that to the teachers that they're able to do that sort of thing, and they have your support.
Okay.
Teachers are really fun to work with, especially when the parent comes out and says, you know, I want to support you. I want to help you out with this. Sometimes I'm not going to know what to do, right? So don't take that as me being resistant or anything. It's just I'm thinking, I don't know what to do.
Right.
But we'll work on this together, and I'm going to support you on that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the ways you can support the school, well, there's many ways. One way is that if he's had a particularly bad day at school and he's just been kind of a mess, you know, you can look at him when he gets home and say, oh, sweetie, you've had such a hard day, you know, and you give him a big hug, and then you say, gosh, and I had to talk to your teacher for a half an hour on the phone, you know, and that was the time I'd set aside to pick up all those pine cones out in the yard, so I guess you can get that done for me, you know, and he can do a few little things for you, you know, to kind of make up for the time and energy you've had to spend working with a teacher. And it's key, again, that this comes across more as a simple business transaction than, you know, you're going to teach him a lesson, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to work if you say, well, I had to spend 30 minutes talking. You know, that's not going to work. No. So it's like, oh, sweetie, you know, that's okay, though. Just get over there and do those things for me, and that'll help out. And one of the things that does for kids is it allows them to feel better about themselves. You know, Monica and I talk a lot at home about how people want to do the right thing, right? And sometimes we don't allow them. You know,
we
say, oh, no, it's okay, or we'll take, you know, and they need that for their self-esteem.
Yes, I believe that.
Yeah, so I would have him do things like that for you. One of my most common suggestions with kids like this is let him overhear you really talking a lot about how much you respect his teachers in the school.
Okay.
And that's a real powerful thing because you know, the things that kids overhear really get locked into their psyche. You know, the more he respects them, the more likely he's going to settle down when they ask him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another thing that I've seen is practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it little kids, especially kids who've had a rough start to life, often don't know how to do a lot of things that we just assume they should know how to do. You know, one of the things I've seen really great adoptive and foster parents do is they'll work with a kid and teach him how to sit in a chair. And they'll practice sitting in a chair. And it's not a big, heavy trip, and it's not a punishment. It's just, today we're going to practice, see how long you can go. Ooh, it's going to be exciting. You know? And they practice walking instead of running. And they practice taking turns. And the parent just has a whole lot of fun with the kid. Oh, today we're going to practice talking quietly.
Or maybe, you know, I can have him practice listening, like sitting and listening to a story or something.
Yeah, and you know, I also like to teach kids, today we're going to practice pretending that we're listening to the teacher.
That would be good.
You know, I've taught a lot of special needs kids how to pretend that they were listening to adults. You know, and you just look at the adult and you nod, you know, and you might be thinking about playing, you know, with your dog after school, but it looks like you're really listening.
Mm-hmm.
And they get a kick out of that. And you know, what's funny is when they fake it, they start to do it.
Okay.
So good luck with that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Remember, you don't have to be a perfect parent to raise great kids. You just need the right amount of love and logic.
The Love and Logic Show with Dr. Fay has been brought to you by America's Parenting Experts, helping adults create responsible kids since 1977.
All content and conversations copyright Love and Logic Institute, Inc.